Hello there, friend. Welcome to Start Early Today. Hope you're doing well wherever you may be. Hope you're being mindful of your centeredness. Hope you're relaxing the body. What tools have you been practicing lately? Are you practicing yoga nidra? Are you practicing ashtanga yoga? Are you just practicing simply walking? That's good. Have you been hanging out in the park near you? Enlightenment on a park bench. That's how Eckhart Tolle found enlightenment on a park bench for a week, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I've been listening to The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle and the classics by Marianne Williamson, of course. What do you think is gonna happen if she becomes president? The classic Return to Love and Deepak Chopra's Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. What books have you been reading, my friend? And you do not need to pressure yourself to read and finish it. Just make time to finish like 10 pages a day. That's fine. Don't be too hard on yourself. Today's episode is about following your heart. Follow your heart. First, know your heart. It knows things your mind can't understand. Listen to it. Listen above the crowd. Be open to it. Let it guide you on the big decisions and be true to it. A quote from Blaise Pascal: "The heart has its reasons, which reasons knows nothing of." In your mindful meditation, know that the chattering mind is very intelligent, very logical, very reasonable as it presents to you ideas and persuades you to constructs. But these constructs are mere limitations, my friend. Empty yourself of these deluded concepts of this should be this and that should be that, and you are this, hence you should do this. Drop into the anyata, the heart chakra, in a deep breath, and really meditate on the expansiveness of your heart, the one that is beyond logic, beyond explanations. I'd like for you to go to a moment in your life that has worked out. Remember a time where you had a huge decision to make or a big problem that the solution to the problem came beyond explanation or beyond thinking. This happened to me many times, that the moment I let go of me needing to decide, the decision happened by itself. And this is how you lead with the heart. This is how you follow your heart. And the same goes with the saying, Jesus taking the wheel. It is surrendering. It is surrendering to the truth, to the laws of the universe, for it is beyond understanding. The only understanding that we need to apply in our day-to-day is that we do not understand. This life is full of paradox and contradictions, and the logical mind keeps on looking for explanation, for things to be straight and linear. But everything is all-encompassing, my friend. For all the perception of all beings are all simultaneously happening all at the same time. You cannot enforce your perceptions or views or the way things should be, because it will work against the all. The all is the whole, and the whole is, and the isness of everything is atonement. Once we accept that everything is one, gentleness and softness and acceptance shall ensue in the beingness of your life. All will just flow naturally. Maybe the natural wellness of your being shall come forth. And the burgeoning of new ideas, the one that is rightfully yours, shall come to be. Because it comes in subtle whispers when we really silence the mind. Mind has already done its job, keeping us away from the wild animals of the jungle, and it has designed houses and systems for you to become safe. And now it's time to tend to the heart. Practice your loving kindness meditation and just intend goodness to yourself. May all be well. May all be free from suffering. May all be gentle. And just let the chime of each and every part of your being ring and vibrate when you let go. In your moments of stillness, I invite you to sit and just relax and lengthen the spine and pull the shoulders back and down. And just let all of your molecules ring. And in this silence, everything is well, everything is healed. And relax each and every part of your body and let it vibrate in tune with a vibration of the whole earth and the universe. You are a part of this grand dance which started from the Big Bang, and it is continuously completing and getting to know itself through you. You are a big part of it, and you are also a small part of it. It is what it is, and it's dancing. Imagine the ocean waves. Imagine the quietness of the galaxy. Imagine the gases burning in the sun, and imagine the stars being made and being entropied. And the same thing is happening with your blood as well, and in the microcosm of your health. Your macrocosm and your microcosm is the same thing. So heal by submerging yourself in the music of the universe. By following your heart that is beating, it is there. The compassion of all of the sages and the saviors of the world are contained in your heart. Your anyata, and open the eyes of compassion. Imagine you have an eye in your heart. And imagine the moment you felt true joy. Maybe it is when you come home and you hug your dog. Maybe it's the joy of a clear countertop. And maybe it's the gleam of the eye of your baby. Or maybe it's just an approval of yourself as you brush your teeth. It can be as little as that. And imagine that warmth you feel in your chest. And imagine your chest as the sun, as it expands its light beyond your body, the golden light. And you forgive everything, that it is just the human condition, and you are amazed of it, and you're in awe of it, and you're decisive that you're gonna play your part honorably, responsibly, and diligently. And this prayer goes out to you, my friend. The heart has its reasons, which reasons knows nothing of. So be led by your heart, my friend. The mind is there. It plays a little role. But the bigness of your heart is all-encompassing, and a better way to go, a better way to live, and it is more of ease. It's forgiving and accepting, and it's playful and childlike. So drop down in your heart. When the mind gets too tense, imagine a point in between the eyebrows, and it goes through your scalp and dropping into the throat and into the heart, and just be there. Follow your heart. That's it for today. Namaste.